Ford Motor Company has announced plans to close plants and cut more than 35,000 jobs as part of massive restructuring.
The great success that we enjoyed may have caused us to underestimate the growing strength of our competitors. Our success may have also caused us to underestimate the effect of the economic downturn. We also had some well-publicized issues that diverted our resources and, I think, more importantly, our attention. We also pursued strategies that were either poorly conceived or poorly timed.
The announcement didn't seem to come as a surprise to many Ford employees.
We haven't come to these decisions quickly or easily. We realize that some of the things that must be done will be painful and will impact people's lives in adverse ways. And I can't begin to describe how sorry I am about that.
Ford Chief Executive Bill Ford Jr. called the cuts painful, but necessary to rescue the world's number two car maker from going under. The planned cuts include 22,000 jobs in the U.S. and Canada. Certain U.S. models, such as a Cougar, Escort, Villager, and Lincoln Continental, will be discontinued due to plant closings. Ford Jr. said he would receive no salary until the company recovered.
In that regard, I've asked the board to pay me no salary, bonus, or long-term compensation except for options. If the company succeeds, I will do well. And if we don't, I don't get paid.
Ford's recent financial troubles reflect a complete turnaround from last year, when the company reported a profit of more than $6 billion U.S. dollars for the year 2000. The company was hit hard in 2001, when they spent $3 billion during a safety recall. When news of the plant closings and job cuts reached the workers, many reacted with emotion.
Some people left crying and stuff, so it's pretty hard for a lot of people in there.
Not really sunk in yet. It'll take a while. But, I'm just wondering what I'm going to do.
I feel heartbroken. I really feel down right now because I just hope to just keep on working. I didn't have any set plans of retiring at any specific age.
Chairman Ford Jr. says that recovery will be based on getting back to basics in product development and on improving quality and productivity.